Segment 23C, The Time of Terror. As Stalin's power grew, bad harvests in 1927 and 1928 upset the Soviet economy. Stalin abandoned the new economic policy, and the government went back to seizing grain from the peasants. Those peasants who had profited from the new economic policy were called kulaks, or fists, and singled out for brutal treatment. The kulaks' so-called resistance to war communism convinced Stalin that the class war against bourgeoisie was not just continuing, it was intensifying. Stalin therefore decided to set up the Soviet Union's first totally planned economy. This took the form of the first five-year plan, covering 1928 through 1932. Under this five-year plan, the Soviet Union went on a crash industrialization program, financed by grain seized from the peasants. In 1929, Stalin sped up the five-year plan by trying to turn agriculture into an industry, a form of the latifundia, which sprang up during the Roman Republic. To make this happen, Stalin resorted to mass terror. Millions of peasants were forced into huge collective farms, which stretched over thousands of acres and employed hundreds of workers.